All this week, we're talking about energy issues in the U.S. Today, hydraulic fracturing, or fracking, the process of injecting chemicals and water into rock to release natural gas and oil. The fracking debate has reached a fever pitch in recent years. Last month, New York became the first state with significant gas reserves to ban fracking after completing a long-awaited report on health and environmental impacts. Abram Lustgarten writes about energy for ProPublica, and Abram, critics of fracking bans say states should just do a better job regulating it. So if you put those two options on a scale across the country, which way is it tipping?
You're seeing movement to ban fracking in communities across the country. A number of votes came up in Colorado, the city of Denton, Texas, now New York State. At the same time, you've seen a real strengthening of oil and gas drilling regulations in a lot of states across the country. The question is whether those regulatory agencies have the staff that can adequately enforce those regulations, whether they can actually improve the quality of the drilling or the safety of the drilling through taking those safeguards.
Well, after New York's report here, and I'm sure a lot of people might disagree with it, but how much science is left to be done on fracking's impact to health and the environment?
An enormous amount. I mean, it's barely begun. And while there's a whole lot more science and research now than there was, you know, say 6 years ago, there's really open-ended questions about what the health impacts are from drilling, what the extent of air pollution will be, and still what the risks are to water resources. The EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, is in the midst of a multi-year, lengthy national study. There are a number of health studies that have been done in Colorado and in western states, but none of these studies yet can conclusively say exactly what communities should expect when drilling happens there.
Well, let's talk more about the EPA. Back in 2013, you wrote that the EPA was backing away from some studies in Wyoming, letting the state take control of that research. The EPA has been criticized for not taking a firm enough stance here on fracking. Where do they stand now and looking ahead to 2015 on the topic?
The EPA's stance right now is entirely ambiguous. A couple of years back, they had several specific investigations into reports of contamination. Each of these were scientific endeavors to try to understand what had happened to the environment in a specific place where contamination was alleged. And in each of those cases, they did, as you said, back out of their research, sometimes under quite controversial circumstances. And that seemed to be the opportunity to really get to the bottom of what's been going on because there were specific allegations of contamination. In place of those investigations, the EPA has continued with this much more vague and broad national study. So the EPA has tried to kind of step into the background and kind of stay out of the fray of the controversies around drilling.
And then, of course, we have this new Congress, which is now controlled by Republicans. Republicans have not been very fond of the EPA. So do you see it getting, in fact, any better, or would that trend just continue now?
The conservative element of Congress would like to see the EPA go away altogether, let alone cease regulation of industry in general, oil and gas regulation in particular. So the EPA is operating in an extremely hostile environment. That's only going to get worse. But what makes this issue a little bit even more complicated is that the Obama administration has generally been in support of natural gas development. So there's political pressure I hear from folks in the EPA really coming from both sides, from both unfriendly elements in Congress and also from the White House. And it's been very difficult for them to strike an objective, even line and just do their scientific research and find what they find.
And what about the industry itself, who have long said that the economic impacts of fracking and drilling have been very critical to the areas where it's happening? Are they responding with any sort of maybe new technology that's an effective way to mitigate some of the environmental risks?
Well, there are some fringe technologies that are being developed that improve some of the environmental circumstances. And I say fringe because I don't think that they're in widespread practice yet. These might be alternative substances to use for fracking other than the chemicals, for example. In some places, they'll actually use gas to frack a well. And also in the West, where water supply is a critical concern, there's a real push towards water recycling and not having to dispose of that polluted water the same way that you do presently. But other than that, the improvements that we've seen have come, you know, at the state level. States across the country have made some pretty good strides in the last 6 years or so of improving their regulations, going slow, investing a little bit of extra money, making sure that that when you build a well, you case it with cement properly so that that casing doesn't crack and doesn't leak. So that's where you're seeing the improvement, and I think that's where there's the most opportunity for more improvement.
So this is on a state-by-state basis, and as we've said, sweeping federal regulations may be harder to come by. You've reported on this for years, Abram. What's the biggest unsettled question that you're still grappling with?
Well, I think the emerging issue that's going to keep growing throughout the next year is, you know, what the effects are of drilling on air quality, both from a large climate change perspective, how much methane, which is a real sensitive climate gas, is contributing to the nation's overall greenhouse gas emissions, and also toxic emissions, volatile organic compounds on a localized basis that can both lead to poor health in communities and also contribute to the formation of ozone, which again leads to poor health and health risks in communities.
All right. Abram Lustgarten writes about energy and the environment for ProPublica. Thanks very much.
Thank you for having me.